From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Pablo Arauz Peña with a local and statewide news update. The filing period to run for local office in Juneau's municipal election starts tomorrow. 3 Juneau Assembly seats and 2 school board seats are up for grabs in the local election on October 6th. The city will host a virtual How to Run for Local Office workshop at 9 a.m. this Saturday. It's open to anyone curious about running. Participants must register in advance. Candidates have until Monday, July 27th to submit their applications. The Assembly voted to allow this year's election to take place by mail because of the COVID-19 pandemic. That means most polling places won't be open on Election Day, but in-person voting will still take place at City Hall from September 21st to October 6th. The clerk's office says it hopes to have another voting location in the Mendenhall Valley available during that time, but details are still being worked out. Any registered voter whose address has changed should update their mailing address by September 6th to make sure they get their ballot. Voters can also request a ballot at a temporary address if they notify the city by September 6th. Assisted living facilities and nursing homes in Alaska closed to the public in March over concerns residents could easily contract and spread the coronavirus. Now some Alaska Pioneer homes are resuming indoor family visits. Gina Del Rosario is the administrator at the Pioneer Home in Juneau. She says the facility started welcoming visitors inside on a limited basis 3 weeks ago. Socially distanced, face-to-face visits are not to exceed 20 minutes. Overall, she says residents who might have felt isolated before seem happy about the change.
The visiting area is so close to my office. I could hear part of the conversations, and the majority of it is wonderful. Air hugs, air kisses, that has become like a normal language for them.
In all 6 Pioneer homes across the state, staff members and residents have already cleared COVID-19 tests, and staff will continue to be tested every 2 weeks. Right now, visitors to assisted living facilities like the Pioneer homes don't have to be tested, but new state guidelines for nursing homes suggest that visitors provide a negative test within 72 hours of visiting a facility when inside visits resume. Not all Pioneer homes are set to reopen. There are other factors to consider, such as staffing availability and how many coronavirus cases are being reported in the community. Recently, Alaska has seen its coronavirus case numbers swell. The Pioneer home in Anchorage isn't reopening yet due to the high rate of infection in the city. And Fairbanks began visitations last week but stopped after infection rates jumped in the community. Next Monday, the Pioneer home in Juneau plans to expand its visitations from 1 family member to 2 family members per household. For more than 30 years, a bronze statue of Russian colonial administrator Alexander Baranov has stood in front of one of Sitka's most prominent government buildings. But not for much longer. That follows Tuesday's action by the Sitka Assembly. KCAW's Catherine Rose has the story.
Just before the assembly met on Tuesday, a group of around 120 demonstrators gathered near the statue of Alexander Baranov in downtown Sitka to call for the statue's removal. They stood in silence, though signs that read, "Remove it now," and "Real leaders acknowledge trauma," spoke volumes. But inside Harrigan Centennial Hall, these words were being spoken aloud, strongly. Here's David Sam telling the assembly what he thinks of the former manager of the Russian-American company.
This man is a rapist. This man is a colonizer. This man has taken so much from the people that were different from him for money.
The Baranov statue was donated to the city by the Hames family in the 1980s as a means to honor his role in boosting commerce in Sitka. Traveling to Alaska in the late 1700s, Baranov established a trading post in Sitka in 1799, which was destroyed by Thlinkit clans 3 years later. He returned and attacked the Kiksati Fort, forcing native people to relocate to the far end of the island. That allowed Baranov to establish a small colony, New Archangel, that would later become downtown Sitka and the administrative center of the Russian Tsar's American colony until it was sold to the United States. For some, the statue of a top colonial commander represents oppression of indigenous peoples. That was the message delivered by ANS Grand President Paulette Moreno, who urged the assembly to act decisively.
Stand. Let your spirit stand. Do what is right. Feel in your heart, because it will be a message to the world that it is more than a statue, that it is the doorway to us exerting our sovereignty as a Native nation.
More than 20 people spoke, mostly in favor of removing the statue. Representatives from Sitka Tribe, the Alaska Native Brotherhood and Sisterhood, and the Sitka Health Coalition were among them. A petition to remove the statue received more than 2,000 signatures. A counterpetition to keep it where it is garnered around 6,000 signatures. That petition was started by the Russian Community Council, a Russian government-sponsored cultural organization that promotes the interests of Russian-speaking people in the United States. But Assemblymember Tor Christensen said he wasn't worried about offending those sensitivities.
You know, at this point, I think a large part of our population, it does cause pain too. It doesn't hurt us anything to put it into the museum. I've seen all the emails. Frankly, I really don't care a bit what the Russians think. I don't think the Russians are our friends right now. And I wouldn't be surprised if they are gleefully looking at a way to try and stir up problems over here.
Most assembly members were on board with moving the statue to the nearby history museum. Kevin Mosher said he was willing to vote to move the statue, but he wasn't excited about Sitka joining the national movement to remove statues in the lower 48, of everything from Confederate officers to Christopher Columbus. Mosher said he would push back if people began calling for changes to things like local landmarks and street names.
I don't want Sitka to become what the BS that's going on down south. I want to have nothing to do with that. I want to have a clear conversation where we treat each other with respect. I will vote yes for this, but again, I want to reinforce that I'm not going to keep voting yes on every little thing that comes, and if people call me racist because of I'm going to have to say no at some point.
But member Valerie Nelson was not convinced. She said she would not vote to move it to the History Museum, and she suggested that other outdoor locations might be more appropriate.
Can't vote for this resolution as written. I could vote for a resolution that says, let's move it. But I think it needs to be done in the right way.
Nelson was the lone dissenter voting against the resolution to relocate the Baranov statue inside Sitka's History Museum. Now, three assembly members will work with Sitka Tribal Council members and the Sitka Historical Society to coordinate the relocation. With production help from Aaron McKinstry, I'm Catherine Rose in Sitka.
A 50-year-old Haines woman suspected of a string of arsons while on hallucinogenic mushrooms is in custody as of Wednesday. As KHNS's Henry Leisha reports, the fires damaged an art gallery and a private home.
Haines resident Tresham Gregg was nearly asleep when he learned that his art space, the Seawolf Gallery, had caught fire on Tuesday night. He says he was alerted by a friend who was walking home and saw the flames.
And we rushed down there and it was already totally out of control.
Gregg says that the front of the wood cabin was engulfed in flames. Firefighters worked to contain the fire located in the middle of Fort Seward, a historic military installation in Haines. They were able to keep the fire from spreading to surrounding buildings. Nobody was hurt. Gregg says the gallery has been vacant all summer, and he didn't know how or why someone would try to burn it down.
Well, all I know is what the police chief told me was that somebody did it on purpose.
Haines police say that somebody is 50-year-old Darcy L. Johnson. She's accused of setting the gallery on fire, and it wasn't the only act of violence she's been accused of from that night. Court documents detail how two people living at a house on Matrix Drive told police that Johnson had been living with them. They said Tuesday evening she set a belt on fire and threw it in a dresser in her bedroom. The owner of the house said he put out the flames with a fire extinguisher. Johnson then attacked one of the residents with a metal nail file before leaving the house. Haines police say they searched the area and found Johnson walking near Fort Seward. Officers say she admitted to starting a fire in her room, attacking her housemate, and setting the art gallery ablaze. During a court hearing Wednesday morning, Haines Police Chief Heath Scott told Judge Lynn Asper that hallucinogenic mushrooms may have been a factor in Johnson's violent behavior. As for the Seawolf Gallery, Gregg isn't sure if it's salvageable. The front entrance is charred, and a lot of artwork was destroyed. He says that friends have started helping him clean up and consider his options.
That was Henry Leisha in Haines, and this is KTOO News.